with the Mets signing McNeil, whatever. For him, it's great. $50 million. I know everybody would have thought he would have gotten a lot more, but he was going to be a free agent if he waited 2 years at age 33. But with the Mets now, it's at a point where you don't have to worry about them signing players or extending players. With Steve Cohen there, it's all changed. There would be for a while under prior ownership, what's going to happen with DeGrom? What's going to happen with Wheeler or Harvey when these guys hit free agency or this guy or that guy? And you know they weren't going to be players in the free agent market. Well, those days are over. That was the BC Mets. This is the AC Mets after Cohen, where they actually are big-time players, if not the biggest players in free agency, where the Mets lock up their own guys if they want them. And McNeil, no problemo, $50 million, 4 years, deal is done. Next up, Pete Alonso. And there's no need for concern if you're a Mets fan because Steve Cohen is not going to let Pete Alonso go anywhere. It is just a matter of when and how much. That's it. A deal's getting done. Now, obviously, that would be the next deal to get done once, you know, they get McNeil's extension out of the way. They'll lock up Alonso long-term, whether it's now, whether it's before the season, whether it's during the season, after this year, even if he hits free agency. There's no chance in hell Pete Alonso will be leaving the New York Mets. No way. And that's a great feeling. So while fans, I know, get, what about Polar Bear? And even me, I saw the McNeil news and I said, when's Alonso getting signed? But it's not something that we have to worry about anymore. As Mets fans, you know that if there's a player Steve Cohen wants, he's going to go get him. And by the way, that extends for free agents as well. With Shohei. If he hits the open market, Steve Cohen's going to be the highest bidder. Simple as that. Doesn't mean he's going to come here, but he's going to be the highest bidder. It's just such a different feeling if you remember to where the Mets were, and I know you do, whether you're a Yankee fan, Mets fan, doesn't matter. If you remember to what that felt like, not knowing if they were going to lock somebody up long term, knowing that they weren't going to be involved in the free agent pool. It's a great feeling now. It's refreshing to know that no matter what, they're not losing these guys. DeGrom was the one example, and I think that there was other stuff going on there we talked about at the time. No need to speculate now on what exactly it is. As you know, Buck told him, I guess Buck told a reporter that DeGrom spoke with him not too long ago and said that there's more to the story. I'll let you know exactly what went on. Who knows? Who cares? It's over. DeGrom went to Texas. End of story. Bigger and better for the Mets, hopefully. But he also left because Cohen didn't want him at the number that he was getting. That won't be the case with Alonso or anybody else for that matter. If he feels it's worth it, he's going to go out there and get him.